Do you want to be famous? Becoming a celebrity may or may not be on your personal list of goals, but for a growing number of influencers, it's an increasingly attainable one. Is this democratization of fame a good thing or a bad one? And what is our increasing obsession with celebrity doing to our culture? Here with some answers is Landon Y. Jones, author of the new book, Celebrity Nation: How America Evolved into a Culture of Fans and Followers. Landon is the former managing editor of People magazine and has had a front row seat to the world of celebrity for decades. He joins us now to share five of his key insights.
Hello, I'm Landon Jones, the author of Celebrity Nation: How America Evolved into a Culture of Fans and Followers. I am also a founder and the former editor of People magazine. Like many of you, I used to think that celebrity culture was an amusing diversion, superficial, intriguing, sometimes silly, but not harmful. But that was before it morphed into a profit-generating enterprise and what is the celebrity industrial complex. Celebrity has become a weapon of mass distraction that affects all of us. Yes, the sideshow has moved into the center ring. I watched this take place and decided to write about it. Why did it happen? When did it start? What is it doing to us? This could not be a bunch of anecdotes about celebrities. My goal in writing the book is to connect the dots and show what celebrity culture is doing to all of us. So here are five insights that surprised me and I hope will help you understand celebrity culture today. Insight number one. Celebrities are at war with heroes. The aha moment for me was at a focus group when the people at the focus group were asked who their heroes were, and they couldn't think of any. They had no heroes? I was startled. How could that have happened? Societies need heroes and have sought them out. Heroes are our founders and builders. Heroes is a person of any gender of great deeds and great dreams. But they're gone now, and celebrities have taken over the space once occupied by heroes. A celebrity can be defined as a person who is famous, but we may never ask a hero to do what celebrities do, to sing, dance, act, and crowd into the spotlight. So this observed contest between celebrity and heroics is a central thread in my book. The hero is sacrificing, the celebrity is selfish. Insight number two, celebrity culture depends on evolving new technologies. Who was the first famous person? We all scholars agree that the first famous person was Alexander the Great. Why? Because he was the first mortal to have his face placed upon a coin. And the coin was a new technology. So this continued with books, illustrated books. And so suddenly, when a person's face was in a book, we had leaders like Napoleon. And then radio and teletype. Lindbergh gave us Lindbergh and Einstein. The golden age of movies gave us Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, and the stars. And television. And then reality shows. And more than 100 reality shows have been created. And then, of course, smart media. And smart media has become the dominant technology behind celebrities today, and particularly celebrities who have no real accomplishment. Insight number three, people who worship celebrities are at risk. Research shows now that people who worship celebrities have a problematic relationship with them, especially with social media influencers. These risks include anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and spending well beyond one's means. I worry mostly about children. When children are surveyed, especially in the U.S. and Britain, and asked to reveal their Christmas wish list, the desire to be famous or to be a celebrity is at the top of the list. And worse, celebrity removes them from their communities. Every study has shown a similar rise in the value individuals assign to fame and a decline in the value of community. The hunger for fame is not about we, it's about me. Celebrities Worship is an individualistic value, while the values of community, family, and tradition have diminished. Research shows that most people most interested in celebrity are least engaged in politics and least likely to protest and least likely to vote. Insight number four, celebrities themselves are at risk. They may suffer from the very real diagnosis of what is known as acquired situational narcissism. No, there is not a pill for that. Acquired situational narcissism is a condition that besets those in high positions of power, movie stars, politicians, professional athletes. It self-selects for males with a ravenous need for public attention. For them, life becomes a performance. And how do they escape from the pressure? Well, we know, drugs. The list of celebrity deaths from suicide and drugs is long and updated. And perhaps surprisingly, given their relative wealth, the life expectancy of celebrities is 13 years shorter than that of people who do not have to cope with the slings and arrows of fame. Even more disturbingly, female celebrities fare worse, dying 21 years earlier than the average American woman. Also, it happens to be that celebrities could take refuge in defiance. We've seen that. People who defy the normal standards can get ahead. Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian. And that dates to Calamity Jane, Oscar Wilde, Sarah Bernhardt, and even Malcolm X. But the difference now is that the newest celebrities owe their visibility to publicity, not ability or talent, or even faked ability. Today, as we well know, virtually anyone can become famous with enough patience and enough Twitter followers. Insight number five, communities themselves are at risk. What have we learned? First, that celebrity politicians have replaced community organizations. They can go right from zero public service to high office. We've seen that with the former president. We've seen it with politicians who emerge, celebrity politicians who emerge from the woodwork every election and will again. And the voters, people who used to be bowling or working for their voting leagues, are now at home watching TV or hunched over their smartphones or on social media. And celebrities have stepped into the space vacated by civic engagement. To put it in one sentence, celebrity worship promotes individualism and narcissism at the cost of community and democracy. Now, some, they could be largely unassailable because of all the organizations and businesses that have a stake in them. Certain celebrities, it seems, are too big to fail. But what it comes down to is that celebrity is ultimately at the core of an ecosystem that empowers social media, nightlife, entertainment, fashion, publishing, television, and much more. If we can negotiate this thicket carefully and gain the self-confidence to approach celebrities naturally and honestly, perhaps we have a chance, and it will be unmediated by the conspiracy between media marketers and celebrity and a willing public that causes all the problem. We need to find hope in the younger people like Greta Thunberg and Maria Ressa, the Nobel laureate, who are concerning themselves with helping others, then there is hope. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope I've given you some insights into the world celebrities have given us.
Thank you, Landon. That was Landon Jones with five big ideas from Celebrity Nation, how America evolved into a culture of fans and followers. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.